John, on this Sunday afternoon, you start spring training here. I know you're getting a good look at your pitchers, especially your starters, pushing them two innings and a good pitch count. It also appears that your starters in the lineup are getting three at-bats. Is that something in the back of your mind you wanted to do from the get-go?
It's a very important year for us. You know, we want to have to get off to a good start. We need to get off to a good start. So, you know, we may push these guys a little bit harder early on. But the key is, you know, the last 10 days, 2 weeks of the season, you know, they're locking in. So when that bell rings down here in Tampa a few weeks from now, they're ready to go. But we've got a number of guys in our ball club that were injured last year. So we still got to be conscious of that and be smart how we handle early in spring training here. And it's not necessarily a young team. And we got some veterans on the team that, you know what, their bodies don't recover and react, you know, like they did when they were in their early 20s. So, I mean, we got to keep that in mind, too, because the bottom line is they got to be ready for opening day. But ideally, in spring training, you know, your hitters get 60, 70 at-bats. You know, we'll definitely reach that, but we may try to get some of the guys a few more of that, a few more of those so that, you know, maybe that they get off to a little better start.
One of the newcomers in camp is Deonner Navarro. What do you see in him?
Well, Jerry, I like everything I see. You know, he can really handle the bat. You know, he's a good hitter. He always has been. He's got very good hands. You know, the big key for him here is you know, durability. You know, he's been a backup. You know, so he's our number one guy. How many games he's going to play, we're not sure. You know, it's been a while since he's carried the full workload anywhere he's been. So we'll have to kind of keep an eye on that. But the kid can hit. He's fitting in really good with these pitchers right now. Now the big thing is he's got to learn these guys. You know, so when that season starts, you know, they're clicking. And, yeah, I mean, yesterday's a perfect example, or 2 days ago, when he caught Burley in that home game against Pittsburgh. First time catching him, you know, Burley's big thing is he likes to work fast. He relies heavily on the catcher in calling his game. And I thought it went really well. You know, the pace and timing was very good, and I think Burley was pleased with it. And that was one thing, you know, last year with Aaron Seabee and Burley. I mean, JP ended up going to the WBC, so he missed, you know, a couple weeks here to get a chance to work with Burley and some of those other guys. In the start of the season with Burley, you know, the timing was a little bit off, but, you know, once they got to know each other a couple weeks in, it really took off and they clicked together. So that's big there. So he can play, he can hit. How many games he's going to play, we're not sure yet, but we sure like him.
And lastly, to wrap it up here, the hitters already show they're listening to new coach Kevin Seitzer. Their approach middle and away, and you love to see that.
You look at a lot of our hits here early in spring training, they're the middle of the other way, and nobody misunderstands what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to turn it into like a Punch and Judy type team, you know, slapping singles everywhere. That's not the whole idea. I mean, we still have a team that can hit a lot of home runs, and we think that's going to happen. But my big thing is, you know, you look at our division, I mean, there's a lot of good pitching in our division, and we have to beat the good pitchers. And those guys, I mean, they make less mistakes. So, you know, you're not going to hit as many home runs off those guys. You're probably going to have low-scoring type games where a simple base hit the other way might be the difference in winning that game or not. And we have to be able to do that. I saw a little bit too much last year turning and burning. And when you do that, when you're dead pole and swinging for the downs, you know, it opens up a lot of holes in that swing. So all I'm thinking is, hey, we get a couple strikes on us. Let's simplify some things. And nothing wrong with taking that cheap base hit the other way. That might, you know, that scores runs too.